Oh, you silly motherfucker. It's time for a Greg wet. Woman behind me is picking her nose in the car. I know, you got to get it done sometimes. I understand. It is, of course, Wednesday the 21st. The day of 1 million things happening at Kinda Funny. Of course, the Nintendo Direct partner showcase happened this morning. Of course, Elden Ring's dropping a trailer right now-ish, maybe? I don't give a shit about it. And then, you know, there's a million shows being recorded and things happening, including, of course, WrestleMania Ranked. I'm very excited for that one. But, you know, it's not about that. The Gregway vlogs don't need to be about what's happening today, because I fucking want to play some Helldivers, and I bet I fucking convince Mike to play some Helldivers. But besides Helldivers, I just dropped Ben's deposit off at preschool. Ben should be starting preschool in the fall. Had to get my deposit in now. Yes, it's February. I know how this sounds. But I went there, I gave them, it's wow. This is all, it's happening. You know what I mean? And I've been reflecting on it. I'm not torn up about the preschool business, right? Like, Jen, very much distraught about it, right? Of course, but her life is different with Ben where, you know, we have a nanny, obviously. Jen works from home, so she can help out throughout the day. She can see Ben throughout the day. She puts him down for his naps. She's able, you know, blah, blah, blah. She sees our son throughout the day. I do not. So this, for me, is trading one caregiver for another. One more part of Team Benjamin for another. So, I mean, obviously, I mean, I think when we take him to preschool on the first day, I'll get choked up, right? But it won't be about, like, I think missing him at home as much as just watching him grow up. And that's been the thing I've been reflecting on a lot, right? Is like, you know, Ben is now 2 years old. What, in April will be 2.5. So like, you know, we're coming up on sentience. He's probably made a memory he already remembers, or will remember, kind of thing, right? At least one, like small one. Because I remember my first memory is being in the crib with a glow worm. Like, I remember that. And it's just like a snapshot, right? It's not like a thing happened. It was just what it was. And so I really, you know, Ben's going to come online one of these days, and that'll be, like, you know, his consciousness the rest of the way through. And so, like, there's that or whatever, which is fine, but it's also the fact of, like, when I think about my childhood and my stupid little things and, you know, I don't know, mom driving me to KB Toys to look for a toy I wanted, or real Ghostbuster stuff at Toys R Us, or, you know, summer days at grandma's or whatever, it's crazy to think that Ben is living that now. You know what I mean? Like, that's, for me, what's hard to wrap my head around, is the fact that my childhood, which is, you know, my story, which is my existence, you know, you think back to that and, like, I don't know, I'm speaking as if everybody feels this way. I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on it, on all the, you know, leave it on the Patreon post, leave it on the videos or whatever. But, like, when I think back to it, like, obviously my parents are there and they are the all-knowing adult, right? You know what I mean? And all these things, and they're participants, but, like, they're, you know, they're not, in a way, I guess. I don't know. When you're a kid, your parents are just your parents, right? They're like, the sky's blue, the sun's gonna come up, and your parents are gonna be there. Again, this is very specific to my nuclear family, so I apologize if this is dredging up memories for anybody else that aren't positive. But that's how it felt, right? So it's crazy to be now in the movie that is Benjamin's life, right? In the play that is Benjamin's life, and be set dressing to some regard, right? Because obviously he already knows Jen and I are going to be there. We're going to take care of him, you know what I mean? Like, he's such an adorable little kid and gives such great hugs and yada, yada, yada. But it's like, as he starts to build this, it's you know, there's that great line in Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, right? Where when Ben Affleck shows back up as Holden McNeil and does the whole monologue about, you know, you're not Bruce Wayne, you're actually Thomas Wayne, you're just raising Bruce Wayne or whatever. Like it's interesting to be living that while also be living Greg Miller life. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like when movies say stuff like that, it's so easy because you haven't seen that character in so long, or you see them passing the baton, or yet da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Whereas, like, when Ben was born, and I'm holding this newborn, and you're thinking about all that, and you're thinking about their life, and yada, 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 like, it was easy to think about his life starting and not mine ending, but, like, again, in the way pop culture has always framed it, like, the credits on my movie are rolling, when in reality, here I am still doing fucking insane, stupid, cool shit every day. You know what I mean? And so, like, it's this interesting one of, like going to, I guess a great example is the Super Bowl. Remember at the Super Bowl, I talked about it the next day on Greg Way. You know, Mike, Roger, Andy, and Ben in the parking lot throwing around the football with me, right? and like Jen took this amazing video and it's adorable and they're all out there and they're playing, and yet it's like, I don't know if Ben will remember that, right? But it's a great template for what he will remember going forward, what the memories he's likely to make with Kind of Funny, you know what I mean? And like I said in the thing, right, like the Greg way, right, like, you know, Jen and I had a conversation about, like, it's crazy that nobody else at Kind of Funny's had kids, and Jen was like, you know, man, it sucks that he won't have another kid to grow up with there. And I'm like, well, remember, I work with a bunch of man children. They're all going to be kids forever. They're gonna play with him. And so you get that glimpse with the football thing, and then you really do think about, like, how wild it's going to be when Ben does have President's Day off and we all come into work, and it's like, well, Ben, stream games with Mike. You know what I mean? Go play Fortnite or whatever the hell you guys are playing now or whatever, that kind of thing, right? Or with me or whatever, you know, blah, blah. I'm not just pushing him on Mike. But you know what I mean? Like, he'll come in and that will be normal and that will be his childhood. You know what I mean? Like, I think about, like, me visiting Mom at work. And, you know, like, I'm thinking when she worked at, like, the Glen Ellyn Clinic, she was an office administrator there, right? And it's just, like, filing cabinets and bullshit, right? And answering phone calls and stuff. And I think about, like, you know, my dad, the heavy equipment operator, obviously didn't have an office, right? He had job sites. And unless they were close, it was very rare I ever went to one of those to see what he was doing. But, like, there would be the company outings. Like, I have one in my head that's seared, right, of going to Old Comiskey Park for a White Sox game with whoever my dad's company was at that time. Remember, he's union, so union strong. What up, IGN union? So it was that idea that, you know, he got sent to different jobs, finish a job, go back to the union, then tells you to go to this job, and you do this thing. So I forget what company it was that he was working for at the time. That, and of course, because it doesn't even matter for the story. But it was, they were doing, you know, company outing at the Sox game. And I remember, I think it was my first White Sox game. Again, I'm very young. Like, not like 2.5 like Ben, but I'm young. And so it was a big deal to go there and be there and get the peanuts. And I had a commemorative Carlton Fisk cup, you know, plastic cup. And then I'll never forget, afterwards we went to Connie's Pizza. And it was like the best pizza I had ever had or whatever, but I kept falling asleep at the table. And like there were other kids there. And it's like, again, snapshots and little things. And I get a big burly construction workers or whatever drinking too much. And it was just like, I remember that. And that was such a fleeting thing that I always wanted that again. You know what I mean? Like, it, you know, not every company did company outings, or not every company, you know. So it's like, that was rare that I got to go hang out, not only my dad's friends, but, or my dad's coworkers, because I, you know, they're friendly, but not like Kind of Funny, right? But it wasn't like, that wasn't a thing that happened every 6 months. That wasn't a thing that happened every quarter, right? So to then, but I wanted it to, you know what I mean? So it's crazy to think about, if we don't fuck it all up, like, you know, Ben's been to every Kind of Funny day in the studio, right? So what about when he comes and he wants to just be there all day? What about when he does have a cold and needs to stay home, but Jen can't do it, so I bring him in and he just plops in the conference room and watches cartoons, or lays on the couch or whatever, you know what I mean? Everybody dotes on him and spoils him, right? I think that's the thing where it's interesting, where it's like, I know, you know, I talk to the team about this here and there. I don't say it as much anymore or whatever, probably, but it's like, you know, like, to me, Kind of Funny is family, and I don't ever want to project that on any of them. I understand that this is their job, and we are, there is a power dynamic of managers and employees and shit like that, but we are also all friends and friendly with each other. So I mean, like, clearly we're not your typical office space. So it's like, for me though, it is a big part of it, like, not having anyone here, either from my family or Jen's family, right? Like, I do foresee Ben coming in there and all of them being the grandparents that spoil him rotten, that, you know, I'm like, no more Cokes, and Mike slips him a fucking Coke afterwards, you know what I mean, like, shit like that, like, but it's interesting, but that's even, again, I'm talking very much through my lens of it. It's more that I'm so fascinated by what it'll be Ben's lens of, like, his childhood's gonna be so similar yet so different from mine, and it's weird to think about the fact that, like, it's already happening, it already is this thing, you know what I mean, like, I don't know if that makes sense, if I'm making sense of the thing, but it is the, it's the struggle, I guess, of, for, you know, 40 years I've known my one childhood. And now, and like, you figure the kids I grew up with had similar childhoods. But now to be here and doing this, it's crazy to think that Ben's a Californian, right? Like, I can say I'm from San Francisco and Tim Geddes will roll his eyes, but it's like, Ben is from San Francisco. He's lived here his whole life. That's what, you know what I mean? Like, when he goes to college or his career one day, or when moves away, or just goes on vacation, and somebody asks him, he'll say he's from San Francisco, right? I won't be like me, where I'm like, well, technically I'm from Chicago, but I've been in San Francisco for 17 years, you know what I mean? Like, and I did Missouri in the middle of that. Like, I don't know. And I'm sure he'll have his own thing like that or whatever. I don't know. There's a lot I don't knows of this, I guess, because I don't have full-fledged thoughts on this. This is the power of Gregway, where it's just me doing a journal entry for you, right? For prosperity. And fuck, can you imagine if Ben sees this one day? Ben's 18 and goes back and watches every Gregway because he's bored out of his fucking mind and wants to go see what Dad was saying on a stupid road. I don't know. It's interesting. And so I'm excited for the future. You know what I mean? I think being a parent is bittersweet. There's that great Modern Family clip that goes around my TikTok. I know everybody's got a different TikTok. Of Ed O'Neill, of course, Al Bundy, right? Talking about children growing up and how you don't have time to miss, you know, the baby becomes the toddler, becomes the whatever, becomes the teenager, becomes the, you know what I mean? And so it's like, you don't have time to miss, you love the one you have, but you don't, when you get the new one, you don't have time to miss the old one until it's all over or whatever. And so it's these, you know, rare moments of reflection where it's like, oh, like, the schedule, in quotes, because it's always been out the window, right, that we've known for 2 years, almost 2.5 years, right, is going to go out the window in a second. So it can be this new thing that'll then be more like what the rest of his life will be in terms of going to school and doing odd stuff and yada, yada, yada. I don't know. It's interesting to think about. You know what I mean? And again, like, fascinating to think about, like, you know, the house we live in, right, is this fucking old-ass house that has a million problems, that's turning my hair even grayer, even kind of funny it's turning my hair, but the house, you know, is doing all the shit. So it's like, he won't know that. You know what I mean? He won't think of the house that way. It'll be, he's seeing it from the floor up, you know what I mean, of, like, what that place is and how, you know, I think it's small, but it's like, he thinks about how huge it is. I remember how big I thought our first house was, even though it was very tiny. It went, you know, I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's interesting to try to project myself back to being a kid and thinking about what it would be like to be a kid in this existence, and that it is actually happening, that Ben is making his own independent memories, and, you know, us going to Jen and I trying to take a walk to coffee every once a week, you know, during the work week, right, before work, like, that is a tradition he will remember in some context, you know what I mean, if we keep it up, obviously, the whole time, until he's, like, a teenager or whatever, clearly, and, like, going to the store, and I remember going to Walmart so clearly with my parents every Saturday, you know what I mean, and just walking the toy aisle, you know, looking at everything, whereas, like, now, of course, we take him to Target, and it's like, I want to go to the toy aisle with him, I don't give a shit about any other stuff, I don't want to be an adult. God only knows what my parents were doing in fucking Walmart walking around. I just want to see what... They got new Ghostbusters toys? No? Okay. Of course, I have all the Ghostbusters toys. That's the other thing, you know what I mean? Like, think about it. I don't... It's crazy to think about, and this is totally jumping tracks, but I don't get surprised by toys anymore. I don't get surprised by Ghostbuster stuff anymore or Superman stuff anymore, right? I remember being a kid and you go to the... I'd go to the aisles and be, like, fucking blown away. I remember when they finally launched the Man of Steel toys, right? And I was like, what the fuck? It, like, caught me completely off guard. And I don't know why. I was reading Toy Fair. Maybe Toy Fair wasn't happening yet. I digress, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a rambling Gregway about the passage of time, getting older, raising the next generation. I'm planting trees I'll never climb, you know? That kind of shit. Being a dad's great. You know, I've talked about that on the show before, obviously. It was just, like, I don't feel like I talk enough on content about it because there's, well, we're a video game company. And then, of course, Kind of Funny Podcast is me trying to make Andy laugh. But it's so rewarding being a dad. You know what I mean? Like, again, I think, you know, only the crazy stories break through. So, like, you know, on Sunday to Monday, Ben having that nightmare, it fucking up my sleep schedule, it fucking up my day, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's what I talk about, right? It's similar to, like, the reviews. But even then, I hope I presented that in a context that was cute, not horrible. And I don't want that to have a chilling effect on anybody. I mean, you should know that that's going to happen if you have a child, obviously. But, like, being a dad's so cool. Like, you know, raising him is so cool. Watching him change day to day, week to week, month to month. I mean, you look at photos from him from last year. It's crazy. And then, of course, you compare him to other kids. Like, he has a Spider-Man scooter he loves. We were scooting around downtown the other day. And, like, this other family came by, and they were, like, how old is he? almost two and a half. Like, our child is 2 and a half now, and he does not scoot like that. It's, like, crazy to see all the stuff that's happening up there. I digress, ladies and gentlemen. This has been your Greg Way for Wednesday. I hope you watch all the content we do, because we're working real hard on it. You, of course, already support us with your Kind of Funny membership. Thank you. Maybe tell a friend. Maybe gift a YouTube membership out there on Games Daily today. Or tomorrow, probably, when you watch this. But you know how it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a very important phone call here in a second. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.